This is Chris Parks.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley, letting you know what's going on here around the area here this upcoming weekend. And, of course, it's a big weekend here, Memorial Day weekend. Always a lot of fun for folks. There's always all kinds of things going on. And usually it's a time of year that I think people start to get into that relaxed summertime mode
yes.
a little bit.
Picnics. I know we have a picnic to go to. And,
yeah.
It'll be a busy weekend. Hopefully the weather gets better.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. There is a lot of rain in the forecast. We'll see, I guess, how that plays out.
Yeah.
But hopefully it won't affect too much. But, of course, a big reason for the day is to remember all those that have fallen during service to our great country. And that comes up on Monday of Memorial Day. It's always the last Monday in the month of May. And I was kind of looking around, wanting to know a little bit more about the day itself. And I guess it originally was called Decoration Day. It wasn't called Memorial Day. That wasn't until, I believe, in the 1970s when it officially, or 1960s when it officially became Memorial Day. And they set the date. It wasn't always, of course, on that date as well. That officially got finally changed at one point. But yeah, originally was Decorations Day. And I guess it actually started around the Civil War area, and that was the first soldiers that they were honoring with those folks that had died during the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Of course, as time went on and we were involved in other conflicts with other countries, it then became honoring all those Americans that have died in any service to our country. So we'll have a lot of great events coming up to honor those people coming up here on Monday, and we're going to let you know about those as well here. So I'll go ahead and actually get right into letting you know about some of those events here around the area. Here in Atlantic, we will have that event going on out at the Atlantic Cemetery, as always, and the program put together by the local veterans here, and that gets underway at 10 o'clock out there at the Atlantic Cemetery is usually the normal scheduled time for those ceremonies to get underway, so if folks want to get involved with that here in Atlantic, and we do plan on having a broadcast of that for you here on KJN as well, so stay tuned, KJN, for the details there on that. We'll hope to bring that to you live, but it may be a situation where it's recorded just right after the program happens. So we look forward to bringing that to you. Of course, lots of other ones going on around the area, and I'll mention here first off what's going on in Oneida, as they have a couple of different events going on, actually, over in Oneida. The Oneida Legion and Auxiliary are planning their annual Memorial Day service to be held at the Oneida Evergreen Cemetery at 10:30 on Monday. All Legion members wanting to participate need to be at the Legion Hall by 9 o'clock on Monday to get involved in that. And in the event of rain, the service will be held at the CAM High School Commons. So that is going on, the service at the Colonial Manor as well will be given before the service at the cemetery as it was last year, and that'll be held at 9:30. So opportunity for folks there before the event outdoors to enjoy that there. And Legion members and anyone else in the community are invited and encouraged to be at the Legion Hall Saturday morning as well at 8 o'clock. They'll have another event going on there with the cemetery to help out with the flags and get things prepared for that event. Also going on in Oneida, the American Legion Post number 693 will be having an event at 11 o'clock at the CAM Middle School Commons, and that is going on here this weekend, and in the, of course, communities there of Cumberland, Oneida, Messina there with the CAM Middle School. That's at 11 o'clock, and they'll have a events going on there. The Messina Legion Auxiliary is helping out there. So that actually, the middle school is located in Messina, and that's where that event will take place at 11. There'll be coffee and rolls and fellowship before and after the memorial service, and that'll be starting at 10 o'clock with the food before the actual program. There will be no dinner, though, following that program there for Messina. And also as part of that going on as well, there will be a Memorial Day dinner that goes on at the Oneida Congregational United Church of Christ. That goes on from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock on Monday. And they'll have ham balls, cream potatoes, corn, green beans, salad, dinner roll, drinks, and homemade pies. That'll be $8 for adults and $4 for kids under 12. And they encourage all the public to come out and enjoy that dinner coming up on Memorial Day. And also in that same area, Cumberland, their Memorial Day service will be going on at 10:30 at the City Park, the Price of Freedom Memorial Day service there in Cumberland. So that's a few of those going on around the area, and I know maybe you have some details on a couple of others as
I
well.
I do. Let's see, the Griswold American Legion Post, number 508. Their Memorial Day services are on Monday, May 27th. That's at 10:30 at the Legion Park, which is on Main Street in Griswold. They'll have State Commander Lyle Schaefer there as the guest speaker, and it just says to bring your own lawn chair for that. Again, that's the Griswold American Legion Post, 508, Memorial Day service on May 27th at 10:30 a.m. at the Legion Park on Main Street in Griswold. And let's see, the American Legion Post, number 322. Their Memorial Day services are on May 27th. They'll have a military service at Clay Township Cemetery at 9:30, service at Monroe Methodist Cemetery at 10, military service at Elkhorn Lutheran Church at 11 a.m., followed by military service at the cemetery. And then everyone's invited to go back to have some dinner and some fellowship at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. If you have any questions on that, you can call John Jensen. It's 579-6482. That's the American Legion Post, number 322. Memorial Day services on Monday, May 27th. That starts off at the Clay Township Cemetery at 9:30, then over at Monroe Methodist Cemetery at 10, and then at 11, followed at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, and then the lunch. Let's see. The American Legion Post, number 322 in Exira. Their Memorial Day services are also on the 27th. Those begin at 9:45 with a patriotic interlude by the Exira Community Band that will play America. Then at 10 a.m. is invocation with Pastor Dwayne Ferguson, as well as a Memorial Day address, and they'll place the wreath of tomb on the unknown soldier, followed by 30 seconds of silence for those lost in war. Then the band will play Star Spangled Banner. They'll have the fire squad, then taps played by Echo, benediction, then a short service at the Exira Catholic Cemetery, St. John's West, and at the Nishnabotna River in honor of the Navy dead following the main program. That's the American Legion Post 322 in Exira Memorial Day services, and those begin at 9:45. Also in Exira, they have the Memorial Day breakfast. That's on May 27th, and they'll be serving pancakes, sausage, eggs, biscuits, and gravy and drink. And breakfast is a free will offering. That's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then later they'll be serving Reuben sandwiches, just $4 from 11 to 1, and that all of that is at the Lions Community Center. So that's the Exira Lions Memorial Day breakfast on May 27th, and the breakfast starts at 7 a.m.
All right, so lots of great activities to get involved with, and I'll mention one other here that's kind of in the same mode. It's not necessarily a Memorial Day service, but something that's going on over the weekend that will be kind of celebrating things all American. The Grant Park Opry is going on this Sunday in Grant, and they'll have a country music show going on, and that is starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and will go till 6 o'clock on Sunday. Admission there is $6. Bring your own lawn chairs for that event. The pie auction will be at 4 o'clock, and they'll have lots of other food available as well for purchase as the grill will be fired up. And if you want more details on that, you can always call 712-621-8026. And it's a rock and country with special guests that's going on 2 to 6 o'clock. Once again, just bring the lawn chair out and have some fun with that one. And I'm sure they'll be doing lots of patriotic type music as part of that event as well.
Yeah, and actually along with that, it's the Grant United Methodist Church. Their annual Memorial Day dinner is prior to that there in Grant. That's from 11:30 to 1. That's for a free will offering, and the money raised from that helps support the Grant United Methodist women and their work for mission projects and also the Grant Church.
All right, so lots there in Grant over the weekend to enjoy. So I think just about anywhere you go, you're going to find
a lot to do.
Something to do.
A lot of food that always brings the big crowds.
Yeah, so pick I guess, what your favorite is. I know, of course, one of the big events that goes on over this weekend, we won't talk much in details because depending on when you hear this, what's going on, but the big Tivoli Fest celebration in Elkhorn, and I know they have a tour to Tivoli bike ride that's going on Sunday as well that you can get involved with, and lots of things going on there. That's another part of the weekend that I guess people around here, I think, get used to and get involved with. So some fun things to do there. And I guess if you're not going to be out there, you know, going to some of these things, and maybe you do, but maybe otherwise you have some other just, you know, family type events that you plan. I know it's kind of one of those weekends to get together and just have fun. You mentioned, you know, you got a picnic to go to. And my folks started a few years ago having just a bunch of people over. We have a lake next to our house, and everybody wants to come out and fish all the time. So my dad accumulates a lot of friends because of that, and he's just kind of that kind of person. But we get a lot of people together on always the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and we have a big fish fry. So everybody goes out and fishes during the day, come in, and we clean them up and cook them right there. And, of course, they've got stashes of people that go fishing throughout the year that bring
kind of bring their own phone, yeah. Yeah. So I was going to say, in case you guys don't catch anything, yeah. You got a backup.
Yeah, we're always covered. And usually somebody goes out the days before and catches a bunch, so we always end up with more than we need,
yeah.
and that's just the way it goes. But I'm usually upset because I usually can only get there on the day of, and I'm out there, and I'm like, I'm trying to help the cause here, and you don't even need the fish I'm going
right.
to catch. It's like, okay. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. We just have a ton of people that come out. You know, everybody brings a little something along mm-hmm. with them for the food and just have a good time.
Yeah,
that's
the way to do it.
About. Yeah, so hopefully, like we said, hopefully the weather is going to cooperate with all those events.
I hope so.
And if you're doing those types of things, of course, this is always kind of marked as the start of the grilling season as well. If you haven't busted the grill out already, most people do this weekend.
Yeah.
That's kind of the time that you get things fired up. And I believe Memorial Day typically is kind of ranked as one of the top grilling days of the year.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will be doing that. I learned something interesting, and of course, this is not going to be something that you want to go by totally, because usually, depending on what you're cooking, you're going to go by a meat thermometer or something that's going to tell you exactly mm-hmm. what you're supposed to be temperature reaching for safe food. But I learned an interesting technique if you're looking to try to get that right cook. You know, if you're cooking out the steak and you want to get the, you know, rare, medium, or well done, obviously. There's a whole choices of gamut there. But there's a little trick, I guess, you can use. And it's just using one hand and kind of doing, you know, if you do the okay sign.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your thumb and then your index finger put together, and that would be the okay. And then the kind of the base of your thumb underneath where you have kind of that pad on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you have those fingers together.
The meaty part.
Yeah. You have those fingers together and you're pushing the meaty part. That'll give you an idea of kind of the feel of what, you know, the give should be on the piece of meat that you're cooking. So, and obviously, usually that's going to be beef if you're doing it in this route. But you've got rare if you just got the index finger. So then you go on down the line, you go to the middle finger, and that's going to be medium rare. You notice that muscle tightens up a little bit when you reach that a little bit further mm-hmm. for that other finger. You get to the ring finger, and that would be medium. And then the pinky is when you really got it contracted, and you've got the not much give, and that's well done.
Just burning it.
Yeah. You're just charring it. And
I'm a ring finger girl.
Yeah, some people like it that way. Yeah. I'm more of a ring finger or maybe middle finger guy with a rare, medium rare. It just depends on where you go. But that maybe will give you a good idea of kind of what that should feel
trick.
Like. So it's something that I guess the folks at Men's Health came up with. So something maybe to keep in mind if you're out there doing that this weekend. All right, so that's a little bit about barbecuing and the whole Memorial Day festivities that are going on here over the weekend. And we'll go ahead and let you know about a few other things that are coming up here in the Nishna Valley as well. And I guess we should start off maybe with some things that are coming up here in the nearest future here for us.
Yeah, well, you talked about Tivoli Fest. Along with that, the Run for the Fallen, they're holding a Walk of Honor. That's on then Sunday the 26th during Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn. They're going to have a ribbon cutting at 2 and then the ribbon cutting ceremony at the American Legion Post number 322 Veterans Memorial Park. Then once the ceremony is over, they'll start the walk to the taking the trail to the Danish Immigrant Museum. Then they'll come back to the park, and then along the Walk of Honor, they're going to have a display of local veterans' photos and a short biography on weatherproof place cards. A donation of $25 or more helps to cover the cost of making the place cards, but what they do with the money left over then, that goes back to the American Legion Post number 322 Veterans Memorial Park Fund. So that's the Run for the Fallen, their Walk of Honor May 26th during Tivoli Fest in Elkhorn, and that starts at 2 p.m. with that ribbon-cutting ceremony. Let's see, garage sales, Anita Citywide Garage Sale, that's coming up on May 31st from 4 to 8, and then also it continues on June 1st, can't believe it's going to be June already, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Maps will be available on May 31st after 1 p.m. at Casey's, the Weather Vane Cafe, and the Anita Public Library. So for all those garage sailors out there, head over to Anita for their citywide garage sales, May 31st, 4 to 8, and June 1st from 7 to 4, and you can get those maps after 1 on the 31st at Casey's, the Weather Vane Cafe, and Anita Public Library. Let's see, then there's the White Pole Road Marathon Sale. That's June 1st. That starts at 8 a.m. It says there's a few sales on Friday. It's 26 miles of wheeling and dealing. It's from Dexter to Adair's, just off I-80. Some of the sales include antiques and collectibles, books, new and used merchandise, crafts, vehicles, baked goods, and much more. They'll have flyers showing the sale locations of items for sale that can be picked up at convenience stores along White Pole Road. Or you can also go to the website, whitepoleroad.com. For more information, you can call Audrey Wells. That's the White Pole Road Marathon Sale. That's June 1st. Starts at 8 a.m. There's a few on Friday. And you can get those maps in along the White Pole Road at the convenience stores, or also the website, whitepoleroad.com. For those of you that need a little help with your dog, there's a dog obedience classes that starts on June 4th. It meets for 10 weeks. There's no dogs at the first class, and that class is at 7 p.m. at the Guthrie County Extension Office. Then the rest of the classes will be at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds, and that will be with your dog. The last class is on August 10th, and if there's no cancellations. And topics of training will be commands, heel, sit, stand for examination, etc. They're taught by Pat Wyatt, who has many years of experience judging and training dogs. It's $15 per dog for youth and $25 per dog for adults. And you can register then at the Guthrie County Extension Office. That's dog obedience classes starting June 4th. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Guthrie County Extension Office for that first class. The Shelby Youth Council's first annual 5K run, that's coming up on June 8th. That's at Stone Ark Trail at 8 a.m. It's designed to promote the community of Shelby and all it has to offer to both residents and newcomers. That's a local running event on a U.S. track and field certified course, $20 per person or $50 per family for four or more. Otherwise, it's $30 per person the day of the event, and you can register then online at shelbyia.com. That's Shelby Youth Council's first annual 5K run on June 8th at Stone Ark Trail at 8 a.m. Let's see here. Later in June, coming back again is the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's third Thursday Summer Concert Series. The first one is on June 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. Performing is Praise Band, a Christian contemporary group. And there's also going to be Protose in the park. The rain location is at the Elks Lodge. If you'd like more information on that, you can call the Chamber or also AtlanticIowa.com. So that's the third Thursday Summer Concert Series. First one's on June 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park.
All right, and that is an event, too, I know you'll be hearing a lot more about here in the coming weeks, and going to be, I think, a little bit bigger than you've maybe seen in the past as far as the availability of different vendors and stuff that'll be there, so that should be fun. Some other couple things here to note for you as well. Red Cross Blood Drive going on in Walnut will be held at the First Presbyterian Church. That comes up on the 30th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. That's at 406 Antique City Drive in Walnut. And you can donate blood simply by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment or for more information there. And, of course, they always need all types of blood and would appreciate you stopping by and helping out that cause. Also, something to keep in the back of the mind if you want to help out the cause is, of course, the 4th of July fireworks sponsored by the Atlantic JCs, and they have to, of course, raise money throughout the year to make that possible. And they have a big cost for fireworks and, of course, the related insurance that goes along with that. And then they have a DJ that evening. They do a flight breakfast that weekend as well. So just a big event that is a lot of fun for folks to get involved with, and they hope folks help them out. And if you would like to make a donation to that effort, you can make a donation to the Atlantic JCs. That's P.O. Box 522, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. So you can make a donation there and keep that in the back of the mind to be able to be ready for those events coming up here in the area. You know, you mentioned there during when you're saying those events that you can't believe it's going to be June already. And I think we always say that, you know, everybody's never ready for the next event that moves on. But I think the whole weather situation really played into people's minds on, is this really June now?
Right.
Like, you know, it didn't get warm until the middle of May or late May. You know, we had snow in May, so I don't think people were ready for, hey, it's June. This is going to be warm,
hot. It's
supposed
to be nice now, finally,
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully it's on its a turnaround pace here for us. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll start to take a look here at some of those birthdays and anniversaries we have here for you and give you another event to keep in mind that's coming up that should be a lot of fun as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on This Is Your Nishna Valley.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
And welcome back here to This Is Your Nishna Valley. Chris Parks, Stacy Linfer here with you and talking about some things going on here this weekend. And first off, though, before we get into another event here for you, going to jump in and let you know some of those birthdays and anniversaries that are going on here in the Nishna Valley. And a couple of anniversaries here to let you know about. The 50th wedding anniversary celebration for Raymond and Jeanette Peterson will be coming up on Sunday, June the 9th. That's going to be from 2 to 4 o'clock at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And that's the 50th anniversary there once again, Raymond and Jeanette Peterson. Also, Keith and Marilyn Grable of Audubon are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary at an open house on Sunday, May 26th at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. And that'll be going on from noon until 3 o'clock. Friends and relatives are invited to attend, and the event will be hosted by their children. They raised four children on their farm near Fiscus, and they've got children, of course, around the area, and then some that have scattered off to other areas as well. But they have farmed in Douglas and Lincoln Townships and Audubon County and Polk Township and Shelby County. And besides farming, family, community, and church involvements, Marilyn was a supervisor for the floral department at the Audubon County Fair and worked at Caring and Cheering in Audubon for 25 years and with events at Nathaniel Hamlin Park as well. They were married on May 31st of 1953 at the Methodist Church in Audubon, and so they've been contributors here to the area for a long time. The couple requests no gifts, but would like you to stop on by and help them celebrate here this Sunday. I guess I also got to throw out a happy anniversary wish as well. I guess this one's already passed, but, you know, it's already been here this week, but the 23rd of May was my parents' wedding anniversary, so happy anniversary,
Mom
and Dad.
Very nice, yeah.
All right, so there's some of the anniversaries. We have some birthdays to let you know about as well.
We do. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Raymond Stoll, celebrating his birthday on May 28th, and also happy birthday to Joanne Parker, celebrating her birthday on May 31st. So happy birthday to those folks there over at the Salem Lutheran Home. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon here, we have happy birthday to Mardell Gilbert. She'll be celebrating her birthday on May 29th. So happy birthday again to Mardell Gilbert, celebrating her birthday on May 29th.
And I have to throw out another shout out here. I guess I'm just full of them today.
Bring it on.
But the Memorial Day, May 27th, is my wife's 30th birthday. So happy birthday to
the
Mandy
big three.
Parks.
Oh, yeah, all right.
She's hitting the milestone. Jeez, I get to make all kinds of fun jokes because I'm actually younger than her, so I get to jabber a little bit. But hopefully she has a good day, and a lot of folks, maybe you know her because you'll see her out working at Hy-Vee, so I guess give her a hard time if you get to. So happy birthday. Love you, hon. All right, have to pass along information about this event as well because I know this is something that's always very popular when they're able to do it, and a great fundraiser here for these organizations as well. The Anita and Atlantic Volunteer Fire Departments are hosting the popular family-friendly event once again this summer. It's a round-trip rides on a vintage train pulled by a steam locomotive, and that'll be between the two cities of Atlantic and Anita, and that goes on Saturday, June the 8th, so coming right up here in a couple of weeks. And there'll be three separate round-trip rides that will originate in each city. So the train here leaving from Atlantic, those times will be 9 o'clock, noon, and 3 o'clock. And then the train will leave from Anita at 10:25, 1:25, and 4:25. Passengers will board from the specific city at the specific times for each ride and will return to the point of their original departure. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese says that the Iowa Interstate Railroad asked us if they were interested in partnering with them again this year, and they jumped at the chance. The first time they tried 3 years ago, it was a huge success. Also, Anita Chief Dwayne Murphy said the same thing. Had a tremendous response. They had to add a third ride to the day to accommodate the demand that they had last time around. And the Chiefs expect a strong sales once again here this year and urge everyone to get their tickets early to avoid being shut out, as only 400 tickets per city per ride are available. So that is a good number, but they'll fill up pretty quick. Yeah. There's a lot of people that still want to do that.
Yeah.
Both departments, of course, are working jointly on that project, and it will give, of course, residents that chance to have that thrill with the open-air train ride there, and then also raising money, of course, to support both of those area fire departments. And tickets will be available from any Atlantic or Anita firefighter for their city's respective rides. Tickets may also be obtained at the Atlantic Fire Station, and orders may also be placed by contacting them at 243-2146 for purchase, or those traveling from a long distance if you need to get a hold of them. In Anita, tickets may be purchased at Anita Municipal Utilities and at the Anita Supply Center. Tickets must be presented at the time of boarding in order to ride. They're $14 for adults. That's ages 12 and over, and then $7 for children, so a 12 or under 12 will be $7. And infants who can ride on their parents' laps may go ahead and ride for free if they would like to do that. And that'll be departments will have food and drink available to take upon the ride, and the cars are vintage and have no amenities, so you have to be aware of that before you get
might
on.
Might be a little warm.
Get on.
Heads
the
up.
Train ride.
Don't drink
have,
a lot.
Yeah, don't have to go to the bathroom real bad when you get on the train. And access to passenger cars will be provided for those needing assistance, and they look forward to a great event there once again. That's a pretty cool event. I have never got to do that. I know I've done it on a small train out in Colorado somewhere. There's kind of a thing that goes on all the time, but nothing like this with the steam locomotive. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I know when I always went to the zoo, everybody wants to ride the train.
Yeah.
So
yep,
this will be
done
cooler
that.
Than that, I think. A little bit longer ride, and it should be enjoyable. So you get to see some of the sights here in the area as well. So hope folks get involved with that, and hope that you have some things on your calendar here this Memorial Day weekend, and then, of course, coming now here to kick off the summer to get out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
One other thing I do want to mention real quick here before we let you go, there's an event coming up on June the 1st as well that you may have mentioned a little bit about, but the T-Bone Trail folks are going to have a ride. And we're going to have information about that. I know Bruce Henderson will be speaking to you sometime on Heartbeat Today the next week to let you know more details about that. But they're trying to get a good group of people together to ride the trailhead north to Brayton, and they'll join any Audubon County riders as well coming from the other direction for a grilled lunch in the park there in Brayton. And there'll be $10 or $25 for a family is a suggested donation for the lunch as a fundraiser to Nishna Valley Trails. Of course, they're doing a lot of work to try to continue to extend that trail here into Atlantic. And I know there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes to help make that happen. So something to keep on the mind there. And also another outdoor activity is Lake Anita's Kids Fishing Day is coming up on June the 8th. They'll have a morning of fishing. And information, they do want you to bring your own poles. You can learn about the fish in Lake Anita, and also have some hands-on fishing activities going on. And then prizes will be awarded to participants, and no child that'll be there will be leaving empty-handed. They'll get you something there for stopping on by. And that's in conjunction with Iowa's Free Fishing Weekend. So adults that come along or children, you don't have to worry about having that license if you don't have one. That's a day that you can do that for free. And they ask you to meet at the beach parking lot there at Lake Anita at 10 o'clock that day on June 8th if you want to get involved with that event. So lots of fun things, and we hope that folks have a great time here in the Nishna Valley. I'm Chris Parks.
And Stacey Linfer.
And that is your Nishna Valley.